They're not going to send it to me without money.
I didn't really pay attention to what you were saying, I guess.
God damn it. Welcome to episode 154 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm sorry, I probably just blew out all your ears right now.
And I'm Jeff.
Today we get to talk about what the free games are for PlayStation Plus this month. You probably already know because they just went live as of this recording. But we have Infamous Second Son. Play it. I enjoyed it. Not as much as the first Infamous game, but I still enjoyed it. Strike Vector EX. Something about a ship, I think. Truck Racer. Vroom Vroom.
What? Truck Racer?
Yeah, Truck Racer.
Like Big Rig Racer?
Yeah, like Big Rig Racer.
All right. Seen that in drag racing in real life.
Oh, is it scary?
It's pretty great.
All right. Handball 2016. This is an actual sports game.
It's like tennis, except without a net.
No, it's more like soccer.
No, because you play with your hands.
In this game, it's more like soccer, because you have half a court, you have a little net, kind of like a soccer net or a hockey net. Like a hockey net.
Oh. Is this not the kind of handball that I know? Where you hit a ball against a wall?
No, it's not.
And then you hit the ball against the wall?
No, this is a...
And then you do that again?
This is a full-on team sport with jerseys, apparently.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Well, according to this game...
Hey, what's that game called with the scoops and the throwing and the nets?
Oh, that's,
It's like a lacrosse kind of thing.
Yeah, but, canasta? No. Is that what the tool's called? It might be canasta.
Don't me.
You're white.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. It's like the short, stickless version of lacrosse.
Yeah.
Those things are dangerous, dude. People have died from that game.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, it was actually a freak accident, though. But you can throw those things really hard using those sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but somebody got hit in the heart, right when their heart was beating.
How do you hit them in the heart? You're telling me it went through his chest cavity and hit him in the heart?
No, not exactly. It hit him in his chest plate, over his heart, specifically over his heart.
Is his heart under the chest plate, or is it more to the side where the red is at?
I'm talking about the actual equipment. The safety equipment. I assume that they have, because it is a dangerous sport that can cause serious
injury.
There's
holes in your story, vegan.
Anyway... It
and
hit
it's
him.
Not through his chest.
It hit him as his heart was beating at that very exact nanosecond.
Your heart's always beating.
Shut off his heart. And he just fell over dead.
This sounds like a made-up story.
You can look it up if you want. Continuing. We Are Doomed and Hatoful Boyfriend. That's the pigeon dating game, if you don't remember.
Ooh.
Available for free. And also... From this month until next, I think November or next month, something like that. I forget how long. I think it's a 2 month period. Here we go. Yeah, September 5th through November 7th. You can get Riggs Mechanized Combat League, which is a VR game, which is that me and Jeff have both played. Not that bad. Only like a split second.
I felt really sick when I played that game.
I played the demo. I played it fine on the demo. So, you also felt really sick just turning around in Resident Evil.
Man, it's hot.
Yeah, it has been a very, very hot weekend.
Yesterday it rained.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Here.
Oh.
And in
Watsonville. And Felton.
Not San Francisco.
No.
Oh, man, you were having those blistering hot, record-breaking highs of, like, 97.
97's pretty damn hot, dude.
Dude, have you ever gone to Manteca in the summer to visit
family? I've been in 106-degree weather.
Oh.
97 feels no different.
It was 110.
It was 106. Here. Yeah, it was 110.
All I'm saying is, like, once it reaches a certain point, it doesn't feel any different at all.
Oh, it does, though.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, I grew up visiting 112, 115-degree weather every summer. Because of family.
That's your problem.
So, like, it was actually kind of funny. People were like, we got sent home early because of how hot it was on Friday. And I was like, it's not that hot. And I found out, like, oh, yeah, it's 100-something weather. And I'm just, like, wearing a jacket, a fleece jacket.
Why?
Because it didn't affect me, because I guess I'm just used to hotter weather. And it was dry, not humid. It makes a big difference.
I hate that argument. I hate that freaking argument.
What?
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's so much different than humid heat.
Humid heat feels, like, yucky.
Yeah. And that
but messes, it still feels hot.
It mess, not, doesn't even feel that hot because I'm sweating so much. I just feel damp.
I'm sweating pools.
Yeah, I just feel damp and like it affects my brain. I can't think straight. I'm like, I get up to do something, and as soon as I get up, I'm like, what? Wait, what am I doing?
Yeah, I've been in like 100. I think it was 104 in humid, like humidity of 60%.
Ugh,
awful.
Yeah, nope. Work feels like crap right now too. This, I swear that upstairs in the offices and stuff, and it just it's so bad, dude.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
Yeah.
So it was only 72.
It didn't feel like that in there.
You are in the middle of like a field, like open fields.
But we have a freezer. You should just leave the freezer open.
You should just work in the freezer. Why are you working in an office?
Taking my computer to the freezer. I'm being there if anybody needs me.
As you can tell by us talking about the weather, this is an awesome week of news. Now, we did mention the Nindy Showcase last week, and they showed up a bunch of stuff. I mean, but I think there was really only one big takeaway from the entire conference. You saw it, right?
Nope.
Well, the new Travis game is coming, the Suda 51, No More Heroes. The third game in the series is coming out for the Switch, exclusively. I've never played the game, any of them, but I hear they're like indie gold. Have you played any of them?
I have not, sir.
Really?
I really have not.
They were so big, though. I figured that'd be something you'd jump on. I mean, like, you use the Wiimote to, like, energize your sword.
I wish you guys could see exactly the type of hand gesture this guy just did to me.
Oh, if any of these people have played the game, they know exactly what hand gesture just happened. Because that's how the game wants you to activate your power sword or whatever it is.
So hot. So hot.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about the weather.
I ain't talking about in other exciting news, Mario has officially been declared not a plumber anymore.
I know Nintendo has said this before. They've said he's not a plumber before.
See, Mario does everything cool. As a matter of fact, he also seemed to have worked as a plumber a long time ago.
You know plumbers don't wear ties, right?
If you ever actually play the game, or is it just something...
I've seen it played. And there was only one reason I saw it get played. That's right, the shower scene. That's right.
But it has black bars.
No, because you can actually see the video in one of these games. Someone probably modded it or something. I don't know.
It probably got modded.
It's in the game.
With black bars, if you
no, get no, the... no. It's in the game without the black bars.
Well, I mean, just like the hot coffee mod's in the game, but it's not technically part of the game.
No, it's not. But I made it so.
You made it so. I thought you were watching somebody.
Vicariously through the player. I'd like to think that I did that.
Oh, the game's called Travis Strikes Again, by the way. It's not No More Heroes 3, it's Travis Strikes Again. Doop to do.
There's, a game that's been doing pretty well lately. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. So that game, has sold over 10 million copies on PC.
Right.
And there's yet to come out on PS4 and Xbox.
But it is coming out.
Yeah.
They've already announced it. Yeah.
So there's going to be probably a lot more being sold then. And it's actually, I think it's risen above Dota 2 on on when it comes to concurrent players on Steam.
Yeah, I think that was just a spike, though. I'm not sure if it still is.
I believe what I read was that it's been that way for a while.
Okay.
But the, you know, Dota still has a beat with the maximum amount of players at any one time. I think they've actually hit a million before on Dota 2.
Wow.
You know what I like about ice water? It's cold, man.
It's cold.
Love me some ice water. But so I'm actually planning on getting that on PC at some point.
Yeah?
In the near future.
You're gonna jump on that mouse and keyboard?
I already have, Vegan, in case you haven't noticed.
No, I haven't, because you haven't been streaming that.
Well, I should stream when I play next time. Maybe today. I'll stream today, maybe.
Dude, nobody gonna be awake to see you stream today.
I don't care.
Everybody's watching all your homeboys play Destiny 2.
Well, they can watch me or not watch me. I'll be on there.
Speaking of mouse and keyboard, it's coming. Support is officially coming for the Xbox One.
They said it's been coming for a while, man.
Now they're saying it again.
Yeah, well, it still hasn't happened.
You know what else hasn't happened?
What?
That prequel to The Binding of Isaac. That's still supposedly coming out this year.
Nothing's coming out. Nothing's coming out, dude. You know this guy? He just lies.
But there's that prequel to Super Meat Boy.
He just goes around walking his children downtown instead of making that game he's been promising to everybody.
He has children's?
He has at least one child.
With that mindset?
Yeah. What do you think the inspiration for Binding of Isaac prequel was?
Killing babies? I don't know. What was the inspiration for killing babies?
He had that concept in high school.
And satanic thoughts.
We had the interview with the person that went to high school with him already. That binder was already full by the time he graduated.
So he decided to have a baby to what? To what, huh? Sacrifice him to Satan?
To continue his legacy when he eventually passes on to the Dark Lord Mastery.
What if the baby refuses? What happens to the baby?
Well, then
that baby dead, yo.
If there's a chest anywhere in that household, first place I would look.
He probably has a replica of that chest in his house too.
It's probably like the chest he grew up with.
Hmm.
So you were gone. You had a Labor Day weekend. Tell us about it. Yeah, gone.
So I spent all weekend in San Francisco.
What?
Why? To get away.
From who?
From work. From life. From the mundane. Just
San Francisco. All right. Newsflash, people. San Francisco's not that great.
Why not?
It's just a bunch of clothing stores. 90% of San Francisco is just a bunch of clothing stores. Suburbs and clothing stores.
Do you want to spend your time in clothing stores? Is that why you go to San Francisco? Is that why you go to San Francisco?
I don't.
To go to the clothing stores?
I actually go to Oakland over
San Francisco.
I
went to no clothing stores.
I go to Oakland over San Francisco.
You know what's cool about Blue Line? Those boats they got there? They allow pets on there.
That's cool.
Toby went with us, just so you know.
Did Toby get sick?
No, Toby was fine. That's as long cool. as he's on a leash, there's no issue with him going on the boat tours. Except I think the speedboat tours. Can't go on those things. But he can go on the regular ones, the slower ones.
But once you let him off that leash, he's back on that cocaine, driving those speedboats.
He does cocaine! And, so we, you know, everybody, dude, every, so we drove down that, what's that name of that street? I forget the name of the street.
Lombard
Street, yeah. And, you know, there's always tons of people there, right? And everybody's like, oh my god, look at the dog! Look at the doggy, it's such a cute doggy. Like, all the way down, dude. And everybody was taking pictures of my dog. Because my dog cute, you know? Oh, you know, Toby's, dude, he's so cute, he's so small. I love that dog, man.
You can't tell, but I'm kind of just ignoring Jeff right now.
No, dude, it's like I get all the hot chicks because of Toby, you know? So you walk down the street, hot chicks just like, it's like a magnet.
Yeah.
Damn it, hot chicks everywhere, dude.
All these hot chicks come up to you and your kids and the dog.
No, when I'm solo with the dog, of course. You know, even at midnight, dude, they like all come out of their houses apparently to just look at my dog, you know?
They all come out of the house. They all come out of their houses, aka the alleys. Right, hey! Look at that dog! Let me pet that dog.
You know, some of them aren't dressed the way they should be dressed for nighttime. I don't understand why.
Yeah. You mean they have too much clothing on?
Like, not enough. It's like, how are they not cold, you know?
Because it's a heat wave.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I went as naked as I could in the household without being obscene. You know, I was just like walking around just in some shorts, and that's about
like short
it.
Shorts, like Daisy Dukes.
No, it's regular, like sport shorts.
Oh,
like gym.
Are you against Daisy Dukes?
I'm not against Daisy Dukes. I just don't own a pair.
That could be fixed.
All right. I mean, I'd like you to try to find a pair of Daisy Dukes in my size.
Oh God, that's not a problem. Have you seen Halloween Girls in downtown Santa Cruz? All right.
Again, not great. Don't see the appeal of the downtown Santa Cruz on Halloween.
Daisy Duke, fat girls.
I mean, I get that that's your thing.
That's not my thing, dude. That's a thing.
That's kind of your thing, though.
They got to be the right amount of fat, though. Can't just be fat. Like, it just doesn't work that way. It's the right amount. You know, there's too much, and then there's not enough.
It's got to be spread out evenly.
Well, it's got to be even. You know, a little portion of, you know, rolls everywhere, you know?
Right.
But, you know, and there's also got to be the...
I mean, when I look at a girl that's fat, and I'm going to be interested in her, she better look like a Pillsbury Doughboy is all I'm saying.
It's as even as it gets.
I mean, I better just be able to walk up there and be like, I'm going to make some cookies with you.
Yeah! I'm going to steal that line. I'm writing it down right now.
I'm just going to pretend now this is happening.
Oh, it's happening. On Halloween. And that's just around the corner, too.
That is just around the corner.
I'm not dressed up for Halloween.
So, I ended up taking the kids to, the Ripley World Record Museum.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
There we go, that one. Actually, never been there.
Next door to the Wax Museum.
Yeah, so I've never actually been to the Ripley's one. I've always always skipped it for whatever reason.
Yeah, I've never been inside. I know so what it is, though.
They had a shrunken head in there. And,
nice.
It was really cool and a little bit morbid, because that was an actual person at one point. And it was one where it was actually a woman, and they actually had more than just the head. It was part of the torso as well. So the actual dried out boobies were there too.
Oh.
So, and then they had like a video showing on top of how the process works.
How does it work?
Okay, so very carefully, they peel off the skin from the bone, the craniums and stuff. They make like a small cut in the back or something like that. So they end up.
So it's not the actual head that's shrunk down. They just take
not the
skin.
Skull. You can't do it to a bone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
because you can make the bone soft.
It wouldn't shrink. It would say. I mean, it would keep its form.
Yes, true.
It's just basically just a skin and a bunch of like throwing hot sand in there, and then you know, like shaking the hot sand in there.
So like making leather or something like that.
It's basically the same thing, yeah.
Huh.
Except it doesn't look like leather.
No.
It looks a lot more crazy, and they end up sewing the mouth to keep it's to keep the vengeful spirit from attacking its killer. So they kill this enemy, and to keep its spirit from attacking you because you killed it, they sew up its mouth and they shrink their head.
Because
that will stop it, the spirit from, you know, taking revenge.
Alright.
So murder your enemy, shrink their heads. Put them on stake. Or actually, no, they used to wear them as necklaces and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
little coin purses. Like, oh, it's 350. Oh, let me check my shrunken head.
Yeah. They had like an old vampire killing kit.
That must have been cool.
Had these like super old like vials with like these like those old school labels that you see like on medicine vials.
Yeah.
Was it so with like garlic?
Oh, garlic.
One with like garlic. They had like a little dagger thing and
Right, because it wasn't a wooden stake. So it was just anything sharp and pointy that you could stab into
the heart. They showed how that the way to kill a vampire has changed throughout the ages. They had a video there too, playing.
Nice.
And like it wasn't always the same thing. Like I think originally it was just decapitating the head and burning the body.
Yeah.
Was the original way to kill a vampire.
And the stake was not a way to kill the vampire. It was a way to keep the vampire from being able to move. Essentially.
Okay.
It held him in place. Especially if you did it in the coffin. But to actually kill them, you had to cut off the head. Which is why in the Bram Stoker's Dracula movie, they cut off his head. There was his son.
There was a little, like, wax figure. Oh, I don't think it was wax. It was more of, like, a rubber type of thing. Of the tallest man who's ever lived.
Oh, yeah. That guy's crazy.
Holy crap, dude. And it was, like, it was proportionate. And that guy, dude, he straight up looks like a giant.
Yeah.
Like an actual giant. Not, you know, he doesn't look like a tall person. He looks like he would live on top of the beanstalk, dude.
Yeah. No.
And it's freaking crazy, dude, because I stood next to it, dude, and I was like, holy crap, dude. I would be scared if I saw this guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, human, dude.
It is. It's a disease, and it messes with your heart.
But the thing is, I've seen. So I don't. I mean, it might not be the same thing. But who was that?
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant wasn't that tall.
He was huge.
He was tall, but he wasn't that tall.
This guy
was
like a soda can was like half of his palm.
This guy was like 9 feet, dude.
Yeah, I'm saying Andre the Giant is a lot bigger than people, a lot taller than people think he is.
He was like, I think he was like. I don't think he even like reached 8 feet.
I think he's like the second or third tallest person in history. He was like seven something, dude.
But the thing is, like these guys that grow up really tall, they have these features to them.
Yeah.
Right, like the gigantism. It's not even that. It's not something else. But this guy was very proportionate. Like he looked like regular human. It's just like really big. He didn't have those features that these other people that. You know, that have the pituitary gland problems and stuff like that have, you know? And it was really strange. And, you know, there's also a video of him by the statue right there. And showing him, like, next to people, dude. I was like, holy crap, dude.
Yeah.
But,
You see him trying to ride the bus, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was nuts, dude. That guy was nuts.
You know what else is nuts, man? Inject real quick while I still remember this. GDQ, Games Done Quick, raised $225,000 in just 48 hours for hurricane victims. $225,000 in just 48 hours. That's insane.
Did you hear about that little monsoon down in LA area?
Santa Barbara, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that video. That's just crazy.
My boss was there.
Really?
Yeah.
In that video?
Well, I don't know. He might have been. I don't know. He was telling me that he just heard like this loud crash or whatever. And he started looking outside and he's like saw like, you know, like palm trees just snapping.
Yeah.
And then people getting like, you know, just getting blown by the wind, dude. Like crazy stuff.
Basically like all those crazy hurricane videos you ever see.
Yeah.
Except that happened in the West Coast.
That never happens in the West Coast. Not like that, man.
Not like that.
Not like that.
I mean, we also rarely ever get tornadoes, but we got some last year, too.
Yeah.
Down in L.A., too. Or L.A. area, yeah.
Ah, finally, man. They're getting rid of all that scum.
Right?
Scumbags down there.
Boy, don't get rid of the scumbags.
Just get rid of the scum.
Oh, that would be us.
Are we the scum?
Well, if they're the bags... If they're filling themselves with our scummery to become scumbags.
Ah, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would be the scum.
We are the scum. Let's not get rid of all the scum. Just the scum that's necessary to get rid of. So, we went there. And we also went to the aquarium, which is not a... It was a short experience, and I remember. But my kids had fun. And the whole time, like, my daughter and my wife were making videos, like, of them talking about what was happening, dude, and they would always start, like, cracking up. They were having a blast just doing that. You know, like, here we are at the aquarium, and then somebody would just start laughing, snickering, and then it's just, like, a laugh attack, dude. So, it was really cool. Like, it was... It's good to see them have so much fun, you know? Be like, to be laughing and smiling so much. Because I don't see that too often anymore. It's not the same. You know, when you start growing up, man, it's like everything changes. And it's good to go back to that.
Yeah.
When they're like easily amused, you know? And we end up going through Chinatown. Oh my god, Chinatown's ugly. It is smelly too.
What?
Yeah. It smelled like alleyway, dude.
It's all
maybe because it was so hot. Maybe because of the heat.
It might have been, yeah.
Because yeah. I don't remember it smelling that bad.
It's hard to find more authentic stuff there, too.
And, yeah, so we went down, like, little Italy area and stuff like that. The little towns. But we ended up going to the Full House.
Oh, does that have a sign?
It has a sign. Don't, like, it's cool that you're a fan, but don't disrespect our neighbors. So I don't know what people are doing when they go visit the Full House, but, yeah. We ended up going close to the beach area over there by the Golden Gate. Yeah. Kind of hanging out at the beach, too. For a while, and I had my dog actually go into the ocean, force him in there.
Some cold waters there.
You know what? The river that's flowing, I don't know where it's flowing from. It's like really warm, and then you go into the ocean water. It's like really, really cold. It's like it's got to be at least like a 30-degree difference.
Wow.
But there was a little crab that I saw. I told him, "Hey, look, the little crab." He's like, he's just like, you know, walking sideways down to the ocean. He's like trying to get to the ocean. And some dude saw me pointing at it, so he picked it up. And he was like, hey, you want to hold it? And I was like, yeah, give me that thing. And so I took it to my daughter. I was like, hey, you want to hold it? Like, no. I was like, just hold it. It's not going to do anything. Look, it's in my hand. He's not moving because he's scared. So I'm scaring animals, apparently.
Yeah, no, I know that you did that because I saw it on Facebook. It was a video... this crab died after tourists picked it up and
took pictures of it.
Took pictures of it,
like the dolphin and like,
and the shark.
Yeah, yeah. I actually just picked it up and put it in my daughter's hand for like 3 seconds. Didn't take no pictures. No pictures were allowed during this trip. Not very many because it was more of enjoying the experience. And I put the crab right back in the water. And he started scuttling off again into the ocean.
Wait, did you give your daughter a 3DS and then plan a trip that she was not allowed to use it on?
Yes.
Because of the experience of enjoying San Francisco?
The experience of life, bro. Not of staring into a screen the whole time.
That's what we do, though. Our entire podcast is about us spending time staring at
screens. I don't give a crap about this podcast. Care about my daughter's life experiences, man. This is why I do this. So I can talk about it afterwards. But we had fun, dude. I know you don't like San Francisco or whatever, but we had fun.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. We ended up going to Safeway too. That was cool. They validated my parking, bro.
Nice.
For like $5. That's it.
Yeah, speaking of the experience and stuff like that. And
oh, driving. Oh, dude, and then my car had a butt. So I got to this one hill that was like a freaking hill, dude.
Yeah.
And my car was like, and it's like, it felt like it stopped at one point. Like it wasn't accelerating anymore. And I had to floor it, dude. And my car was just like, all right. Yeah, dude, it was pretty bad. My car has, like, no power at all. Yeah, and that hill was, like, you know, 85 degrees, so
Yeah, they have some bad hills in San Francisco. That's true.
Makes me wish I had a V8.
Let's be honest. That's what I did there. Yeah.
Because their V8's a drink.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think that's how the slogan goes. But I'm not sure about that anymore.
I have no idea.
Could have had a V8. Could have had a V8. That's what it is.
I've never seen them use it as a car commercial joke, though.
I use it as a car commercial joke. They should. I did, vegan.
You should sell that to them.
The little San Francisco thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Show them a little, what do you call those, storyboard? The storyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could make millions.
Millions. And
then I wouldn't have to work anymore. I just have to pitch one idea. One good idea, that's all it takes.
Yeah, it really is. One good idea, and then some rich pert bastard that wants to buy it off you. The idiot.
And he makes even more millions.
Hey, but at least you made your one.
I'd be happy with a million. Yeah. I'd be happy with 500,000. Honestly.
I mean, that's like a house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would still have to work and stuff like that, but you'd have a house.
That you paid right away.
Yeah.
And then there's no rent. You just got some couple of taxes. You'd have to pay. I mean, I have to pay water and
gas,
and garbage and all that good stuff. Cable. And make my own repairs and, you know, all that. But it doesn't equate to a rent.
Right.
Yeah.
And taxes every year.
Yeah. No, you get credits for paying, oh no, that's what you're paying interest. Yeah, I'm not paying interest. But I think the tax you actually pay like every quarter.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Man, they really rip it out of you, don't they?
Yeah, so you don't really, I don't think you pay at the end of the year, you just pay quarterly.
So it's I mean, it doesn't matter what you do, you're still paying rent in this country of ours.
It's not even close to paying rent.
In one way or another, you're paying somebody for something you own.
Paying that tax is not close, dude. No.
I'm saying, you go out, you buy it, it's yours, and somebody's like, hey, you gotta keep paying me. Who are you? I'm the person you gotta pay that you own something.
Yeah, that's kind of lame. But, unfortunately, that's how it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those credit cards, you know? You know those premium credit cards there where you become a member of them?
It's like,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, we're going to charge you like $500 a year, but you get like all these cool stuff, dude. And then your interest rate is just going to be like 25%. Don't worry about that. You know, $500, 25%. Golden, dude. You get all this stuff. Stuff's not that great.
No, I mean, you get a dollar back for every like 5,000 you spend. It's not
great. You know what is great? Costco. Costco 2%.
Mm.
Executive membership, dude. That's great. Love Costco. Almost went to a Costco in San Francisco. Almost.
Oh, they probably had some big ones in San Francisco.
No, they do.
Alright. Don't know where that was going. I mean, you didn't go to San Francisco to join the more popular online internet gaming community. That's based out of San Francisco.
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank God.
I did see some breakdancing, though.
That was
cool. At the piers. Yeah.
And San Francisco has a good theater, but I was like, nobody ever talked about it.
But Jesus, man, those guys doing that in hot weather, dude. Oh, yeah, that sucked, dude. I felt bad for them.
They were by the pier, though, so.
Dude, it didn't matter, man. That place was hot. Place is freaking hot. We ended up taking a walk actually to a restaurant. We decided, you know what, let's not drive. Let's just walk.
In 197 degree weather.
Yeah, and we figured it'd be nice to just walk. Just not have to drive a car, dude.
Alright.
And so we ended up walking about from the beach area to, what was it, one? Maybe like around 12 blocks, I would say. Give or take. Like a 15-minute walk. 20 minutes. To a restaurant where it was Pluto's. I don't know if that's a chain or anything like that.
Never heard of it.
But they do salads. It's mostly like salads. And sandwiches.
He went to San Francisco, a place known for its steakhouses.
And
they had steak there.
Okay.
And clam chowder.
They had steak. They put you pick a meat for your salad. And they had a steak, which was a what kind of steak was that? I forgot what it was. But I saw him cooking it. It was a nice medium cook. Makes me hungry just thinking about it.
I hear medium's like the trash of meat.
No, dude, sure. Medium's delicious, dude. Well, actually, I prefer medium well. I do prefer medium well. Not so pink, but a nice pink in the middle. Yeah. It's just my preference, bro.
I already ate fancy meats. So you got to decide how you wanted it cooked. And I ate meats.
You can do that anywhere. You can do that at Denny's.
Well, it was never part of the pedigree of how I was raised.
So how do you eat your steaks?
I didn't really eat many steaks. I eat my steaks...
Well done.
Skirt steak.
No, skirt steak. Well, it's a thin meat.
Yeah, that's how I ate my steaks.
Skirt steak's so delicious, dude.
There it is.
Listen to the vegan. Alright.
What? It is.
I'm glad you say that. I'm glad.
Anyway, Gearbox has 90% of its staff working on Borderlands 3.
That's a rumor.
And there's also Borderlands costumes coming to Battleborn, because they're really trying to make that game something.
Battleborn is garbage.
Have you played it?
I've seen it once, and that's enough for me.
So you never played it?
It's garbage, bro.
It was pretty fun when I played the demo of it.
Yeah, I've actually never played it, so
I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It has the humor of what's the other one they make? Borderlands. It has the humor of Borderlands.
Because of animals.
You can do little single player missions, kind of like, you know, little.
Yeah, I'm actually don't even know what that game's about, dude.
I mean, you should try it out at least once.
The demo out?
It's free to play now.
Oh, that's right.
Like, well, it's free to access type of free to play.
Yeah, I'll get on PC and see what's up. No, wait, it's a MOBA. Is it a MOBA?
It's like Overwatch.
Oh, okay.
Except it has the Overwatch PvP side, but then it has the, you know, Destiny doing a strike type of thing as well. So you can
hang out. That's not bad.
Four people and do like a versus a piece versus AI to get the story missions done.
Oh, that's something I would do.
Yeah, I'm saying it wasn't like a horrible game. It just couldn't compete with Blizzard.
Well, it was horrible in terms of sales, so it didn't do so well. So they made it free, I guess, because of that. I really don't know.
Yeah, there's a 400 gigabyte SD card, micro SD card.
Micro SD card.
That is compatible with the Nintendo Switch.
400.
400.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. You know what else is pretty awesome?
What?
You ever heard of this thing? This company called GPD?
GPD. Nope.
Gamepad Digital. They're a Chinese company. And they... Well, for the most part, I mean, the way they market things... They made a lot of emulations, handheld emulation machines, right? But they're not just making emulation machines anymore. Now they're making Windows 10 machines. There's a little 7-inch laptop. I mean, the laptop is the size of a 7-inch screen. That can run, like, Steam games. It can run Steam because it's a Windows system. Now it can't
run... Well, I mean, I'm assuming it can't run Borderlands 2.
It can, on those settings. So it's a little bit stronger than the old PC you used to have.
I could run Borderlands 2, and not on the lowest settings. I had to lower some settings, but definitely not the lower settings.
Well,
you don't even know. You don't know my computer.
Before you put in that new graphics card, it was about as it was better than the computer you had.
Okay, well, yeah, I put in a graphics card, yeah. Yeah, and they made it better. I could actually run it on higher settings, but it was still running without that graphics card.
It was running on like a 4-inch by 4-inch box.
I had no. That's because I was playing online.
I But it's cool. This cool little thing. I just want to point out, if anybody's interested, I'm picking up a really small laptop. It's still like $500.
7 inches though.
Full keyboard.
Yeah, full keyboard. You can plug in mouse and keyboard and stuff like that too if you want something different with like an expansion slot.
Dude, 7 inches is like nothing. You can't put. I wouldn't want to play like.
Dude, it is a Steam computer.
I understand that.
That you can fit in your pocket.
And that's awesome. And that's awesome.
Fit it in your pocket.
That's actually pretty great.
Plus, they can emulate some GameCube games, which is a pretty powerful emulator for something so portable. It's pretty cool. And they're coming out with a new generation of their handheld keyboard Windows 10 version called the GPD Win. They're coming out with the second generation of that sometime this year, next year.
Are these illegal?
No, because they're selling a Windows device. What you do with your Windows device is not of their concern.
Huh. Interesting.
I mean, buying a computer is not illegal. Doesn't stop some people from putting emulators on it.
No.
Same thing.
You can put an emulator on it.
Yeah.
That's not illegal. In itself.
I mean, technically, I think it is, because technically, I mean, the company's set on the
copyright. Only an emulator isn't illegal.
Copyright for the console itself and the hardware that goes in the console. I mean, most of these emulators are running the BIOS systems of the console that they're emulating, which would be the code owned by the company.
Well, as far as I understand, emulators aren't illegal, like, but having ROMs that don't belong to you are...
It's a gray area. Let's just leave it at that. But they're pretty much illegal.
Gray area. Done.
I advocate, if you want to try out a game, like an old Nintendo game, like Sports Champion Arena or something like that, that costs like $8,000 to be able to buy it so you can play it, just emulate it. The company's not giving that money, and they're not giving you an option to buy it, then they don't want it. They don't want your money, apparently.
You know who does want money, though?
Me?
Well, yeah, but besides you.
Okay.
It's iLife. iLife wants money.
Who the hell is iLife?
They want money from Nintendo.
These people.
Yeah, these people sued Nintendo for... because Nintendo's using technology that they've patented. Body motion technology. And I'm like here thinking, like, what body motion technology? Like, you have Wiimotes that, like, you can move around and stuff like that, but it's not a body motion, like, sensor.
Well, you can do rock, paper, scissors with it.
How?
It was in their reveal trailer when they showed the Switch for the first time. It has a little camera and Joy-Cons. Like, you can do rock, paper, scissors with it.
Joy-Cons?
Yeah.
No, this is like the Wii.
Oh, the Wii?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sure it's the Wii?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it said Wii and Wii U, and so, It started out with a Wii. I don't know about the Switch, but it's probably part of it too. But they were asking for $500 million, which is an insane amount of freaking money, and the court actually ruled against Nintendo, so they brought it down to $10.1 million that Nintendo has to pay. But of course, Nintendo's going to appeal the decision, so. It's still going to go on. It's still going to be in court. And they're not giving anything until the appeal is over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nintendo's lost the lawsuit.
But I'm thinking, you know, what makes the Wii different from the PS4 the PS4 what do you call it? Move controllers. They both work on, like, infrared sensors, correct?
Well, no, because the PS4 controller works off of the camera reading the light of the controller, of the Move controller. Because the camera's physically reading the light of the Move controller, whereas the Wii controller is sending out a signal and it's bouncing back, as far as my understanding of it works. Which is why you can use candles to replace your Wii Bar sensor.
Because, oh, yeah!
Because the candles will still bounce the signal back.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I tried that at one point.
Yeah, that worked out for you.
You can see, like, you can see lights. There's a way to see the lights in the bar, too. When you take a picture or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, so, you know, they're doing that.
Yeah, I've just realized a terrible, terrible mistake.
What?
It completely slipped my mind to post the Uncork Gamers question of the week.
For the last one?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, for a while, Riddle was like...
But you do it, like, right away!
No, actually, for a while, Riddle... I wouldn't do it, because Riddle would post it with the image and stuff like that. So I just kind of got in the habit of not doing it. So, you know, I just completely forgot.
We gotta repost it.
Yeah, I mean, you listeners, you have a whole extra week to come up with an answer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what's even crazier, though?
What?
Nintendo's gonna make up all that $10 million they're gonna lose with Switch sales.
Really?
Maybe.
Are they coming out with Switches?
They're selling Switches.
They have Switches?
They do?
I got Switches for Snitches.
Well, that's a different kind of Switch. That's the kind of Switch that hurt.
That's what the cops should do. They should be like, hey, we have this murder case. If you have any news or anything on who might have done this, we are giving away Switches for anybody that has leads on this case. Dude, so many people will be turning their friends over for a Switch.
Even though they didn't actually do it.
Sorry, bro. I needed that Switch.
I didn't do nothing, though, man. Why do you think I borrowed that... something from you to...
Why'd you take apart your gun the other day?
Do stuff and frame stuff.
Oh, Jeff here loves watching the old crime dramas.
All I know is a piece of tape and a fingerprint is all you need. Frame somebody.
No.
Yeah, that's how it works, bro. I see the crime dramas.
A crime drama?
One of them. The Commish? Remember that one?
Nah.
1985, bro.
I wasn't born, dude.
Well, I was watching it. And I remember some tape and a fingerprint.
You old fuddy-duddy.
And there was one where, like, they shot and they couldn't find a bullet. And they were like, there's no bullet, didn't shoot nothing, right? But there was a pizza delivery guy and the bullet had hit the car... in the picture of the pizza that was on the car, in like a place where an olive would be, so it looked like an olive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they ended up finding it, and they ended up arresting the guy because they found the olive bullet. Commish, you guys should watch it. It's on one of the Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime. It's one of them.
Yeah, I still need to watch Twin Peaks. I still need to watch the second season of Man in the High Castle, man. I got too many things
I gotta watch. I don't know about that one, but I know that Twin Peaks is good. I don't even remember hearing about the Man in the High Castle.
That's one of the Amazon ones.
Oh, they're originals?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why.
It's got a great cast and everything.
So, they also, there was a reveal of all the exotics in Destiny 2.
It's on already?
It's on a Reddit thread, so if you guys are interested in like spoilers and stuff,
man, they can't keep any secrets.
No, so it's on there. Somebody posted it on Reddit, so you guys can go on there and check them out, see what they do, stuff like that.
See how they do.
But even so, like, you still won't really get a feel for the gun anyway until you actually get it. So
it kind of takes away that excitement of getting that first exotic. You don't know what it is, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's that one that they gave you if you were...
Gjallarhorn 2.0?
They're never going to make that mistake again. I hope.
So yeah, they sold 1.5 million Switches in Japan alone.
Decent.
In the course of 26 weeks, outpacing the PlayStation 4 in Japan. Took PlayStation 4 60-something weeks to reach 1.5 million sales there.
Wow.
Yeah.
My question is, can they keep up stock to keep the demand going?
Isn't that part of their strategy, as you say?
I mean, it's as they have said. I think during the Wii U, they publicly said that.
Officially said that.
I mean, somebody said it of a reputable source, and that's why it became a thing.
You can't just go on believing these internet trolls and snoopers, and eavesdroppers.
I mean, why do you have such a hard time just accepting the fact that...
Why do you hate Nintendo?
Because they don't put out any goddamn sales.
They're selling Switches. Beating your PS4, too. Just saying.
No.
Yeah, no, they are.
They ain't got no Destiny 2, and they can't...
No, they ain't got no Destiny 2, but I'm talking about sales on the console. And they can't... Not the game. And not the
have,
games.
And they can't. Don't have Monster Hunter anymore.
They will.
Oh, they have XX, so... They have the 3DS version of...
There's going to be a Monster Hunter on the Switch. At some point.
I mean, not as nice as the new Monster Hunter coming out on the PS4, though.
Yeah.
And PC. They still don't have anything I want to play.
Hmm?
They keep showing me all these great indies. I'm like, oh, that looks like a cool game. And then I don't hear about them ever again. There are all these goddamn great indies that make me...
Almost out. It's not that far.
Not coming on Switch.
Not that far. I don't care. I'm playing it on PC.
I thought we were talking about Switch here.
Well, I jumped on that indie. I heard indie, I think Cuphead, and that's what I want to play.
That's what he wants to play. I mean, should we answer the question of the week that we forgot to post up?
The hell was the question anyway?
Question is, and we were not coming up with our banned games list.
What game do you play over and over again?
What's the game that you really enjoy to play?
You can't do that to me!
We talked about this last week.
Zelda 2 is the one I play the most. There's my answer. But since I can't give that answer, I think the game that I played the most, besides Zelda 2, would be...
Not the game you play the most, the game you enjoy playing from beginning to end.
The most?
Yeah.
That would be the games that I played the most. Because that's why I played them the most.
Because there are some people who play like Civilization, they haven't finished like one full match.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, those are the type of games that kind of never end.
Yeah.
But, I mean, something that I loved to play, like, all the damn time, was Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yeah.
And that game, and I would take different routes every time. Sometimes I would do, like, a speedrunner's jargon goes, 80%, 100%, warpless, or warp, 100% warped. I don't know if that's an actual name of a category. But
it is now.
Where you would use the flutes to jump around, you know?
And you have to go back to get all the 100% stuff. You have to, like, jump ahead and you have to
go back.
You can't
go back.
So I guess it can't be a category then, can it?
Can't go back. But,
we died.
Yeah, like, I mean, and I actually enjoyed going through the game 100% the most. Like, I liked going through every level more than I did skipping through the game. And I would grab the flutes too, and just not use them, you know.
I mean, you have to with 100%.
Yeah, but it wasn't really like 100%. It was just me in my mind 100%.
Nice.
You know, there were some things that I didn't always go for, which was the white mushroom house that only appears after you get a certain amount of coins on one level in each world. Those are the only things that were, they were a little challenging, and, I didn't always go for them. There was a couple that were easier than others, but, yeah. But, and you know, and just to add a game to that, I think, and this is one of my all-time favorite Metroids, would be Metroid 2. I went back to that game a lot.
So you're getting the Samus Returns?
I really want it, yeah. So, I mean, I just love the crap of the game. Out of that game, I thought it was one of the better Zeldas, even though it was on the Game Boy. You know? Like, the green Game Boy. The original Game Boy.
Right. High praise. I mean, one of the better Zeldas. Goddamn, Metroid.
Metroid!
I already knocked it out of the park with that one.
Did I say Zelda? I didn't say Zelda, did I?
You said Zelda.
Well, I meant Metroid. One of the So Metroid 2 is one of the better Zeldas.
Put it out there.
Yeah, you can temper your sword.
All you Zelda, you
know, up to like level 3 and stuff.
Zelda fanboys fight me.
And your sword would shoot out wave beams, you know?
I mean, Metroid 2 really just captured the actual spirit of Zelda.
Yeah, yeah.
The Zelda loss after Zelda 2.
Try to fish that Triforce out of the Mother Brain, you know?
Right, I mean, like the third incarnation of Ganon as Mother Brain was...
It was great. It was
genius.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it coming.
Nobody. Not even me. You know? And I play a lot of Zelda and Metroid, so... It was great.
I mean, they are similar designs. You go around, you have to collect things that allow you to access new areas.
Metroidvania, man.
Yeah, but... I mean,
the original Metroidvania. Not even a Vania.
No, not
Metroid,
even a Vania.
Just Metroid.
Just a Metroid.
So, what say you?
What say I? The greatest granddaddy of replayable games of all time. Diablo 2.
Diablo 2.
I've played that game multiple times. Not as much as Adam 1, who was obsessed with that game. But I did replay that game multiple times. You have the different characters you get to go through. And it's a different experience with each character, right? It's set up differently. But also games like that, like the Game Boy Advance had a game called Shining Soul 2 that was in that same vein of gameplay. I replayed that one multiple times with different characters and different builds and stuff like that. But also, when I wasn't in the mode of a dungeon RPG hack and slash game, a game that I would play multiple times for going the banned list was Final Fantasy Tactics.
Huh.
It was fun, just loving people up, like, completing jobs. It was nice when you complete a job and it said master, with a little star, and you're like, yeah, I did that. It's a great game.
It is a great game.
And the PSP version is amazing.
You keep saying that.
You should.
Best version, right?
I mean, some people say it's a little bit slow, but as far as the script and the actual presentation, best version. By far. Because you don't want, it was like old English, and the new one's like old English. But the old one was like
broken old English.
Broken old English, like, you know, translated from Japan into old English. Old English, whereas this one is just like somebody just went, took the script, translated it, and figured out what that would sound like in old English, and that was what you got.
So what say our internet peoples? Oh, nothing. They say nothing.
Hey, Roberto, you want to write these down?
Write what down?
The questions of the week.
Ah. Do you want to hear my answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Torchlight. That's the game I've played over and over and over again for no apparent reason.
Hold up, Jeff has to look this up.
Is that a puzzle game?
No.
Is that like, what's that?
Have you never played Torchlight?
No, I've never played Torchlight.
Oh, go on your Steam account and get it right now.
Is it free?
No.
Then I'm not paying for it. It's a puzzle game, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Not a puzzle game.
I swear to god, if this is a puzzle game.
Nope. Keep looking.
Torchlight.
Torchlight.
No, Torchlight is made by Runic Games. The people with the lovely game Hob coming out soon.
Oh, this is like a...
Some of the people
Diablo 3 type of game, yeah.
Well, some of the people who made Diablo.
Most
of the people who made Diablo.
1 and 2.
Went and made Torchlight 1 and 2.
The combination of the people that made the fake games.
Yeah.
Why is it always the same, So all the games do that, but like, I swear to God, like, all those type of games do the red ball for life.
Yeah, because of
Diablo. Why does it always have to be a damn circle?
Because of Diablo.
That was what made it what it is? Okay.
I mean, it was the big popular one, and people started copying the big popular one, and it just kind of became a
facet. Game I have put far too many hours into. think second game that I've played over and over again is Oblivion, the fourth Elder Scrolls game.
Oh, there's a gameplay of Skyrim on the Switch.
Huh. Because there's gameplay of Skyrim broken. On that 7-inch laptop. It's what?
Vanilla Skyrim?
Oh, vanilla Skyrim really? Is so broken.
And then the DLC?
I don't know.
It's gotta
be I read it was in a comment, in a person's comment, that it was vanilla Skyrim. But I'm not entirely sure that that's true.
Why would they not put the DLC in? Unless they plan to sell the DLC later, I guess?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's just weird.
It's weird? Yeah, it's weird.
So what's the new question?
New question?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll have two questions to answer next week.
Damn it.
Well, I mean, we won't. The audience will. Too close to the mic.
Yeah, why don't you write it down?
I just said one.
No, that's not an excuse.
It is. This thing is very, very good.
Oh, man, I wasn't prepared for this.
Oh, who's throwing salt now?
What's the saltiest game you've ever played?
Don't give him ideas.
No, I think we've already done that anyway.
Probably, yeah.
In some form or fashion.
Yeah.
Not exactly like that, but...
Why? That question could literally be me and most Cecil involved.
Oh my god, really?
Fine. Do you need me to bail you out?
I just didn't think about it at all.
Let me know if we've done this before, but I don't remember us doing this before. What is a really popular game that you just couldn't get into?
Oh, I got an answer.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't done that one before?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound familiar.
Right. Alright. There you go. Question of the week. What's a game that was very popular you just couldn't get into?
I think that's gonna do it for us.
I'm gonna tell all your friends, families, and loved ones when they say, "Hey, what are you listening to?" Do you tell them, "I'm listening to the Uncore Gamers, the only podcast that makes me a verified scumbag."